Good evening. You're listening to The Graveyard Shift. I am your host, Renfield Wilson, here to guide you through our program tonight. But I must warn you that these stories are very frightening. So tuck the kids into bed, lock the doors, and pull the covers over your head. We have three chilling tales guaranteed to make you jump out of your skin.
This is DJ Ali reading The Rings on Her Fingers. Daisy Clark had been in a coma for more than a month when the doctor said that she had finally died. She was buried on a cool summer day in a small cemetery about a mile from her home. "May she always rest in peace," her husband said. But she didn't. Late that night, a grave robber with a shovel and a lantern began to dig her up. Since the ground was still soft, he quickly reached the coffin and got it open. His hunch was right. Daisy had been buried wearing two valuable rings, a wedding ring with a diamond in it, and a ring with a ruby that glowed as if it were alive. The thief got down on his knees and reached into the coffin to get the rings, but they were stuck fast on her fingers. So he decided that the only way to get rid of them was to cut off her fingers with a knife. But when he cut into the finger with the wedding ring, it began to bleed, and Daisy Clark began to stir. Suddenly, she sat up. Terrified, the thief scrambled to his feet. He accidentally kicked over the lantern, and the light went out. He could hear Daisy climb out of her grave. As she moved past him in the dark, he stood there, frozen with fear, clutching the knife in his hand. When Daisy saw him, she pulled her shroud around her and asked,
"Who are you?"
When the grave robber heard this corpse speak, he ran. Daisy shrugged her shoulders and walked on and never once looked back. But in his fear and confusion, the thief fled in the wrong direction. He pitched headlong into her grave, fell on the knife, and stabbed himself. While Daisy walked home, the thief bled to death.
This is DJ Fret reading The Hook. Donald and Sarah went to the movies. Then they went for a ride in Donald's car. They parked up on a hill at the edge of town. From there, they could see the lights up and down the valley. Donald turned on the radio and found some music. But an announcer broke in with a news bulletin. A murderer had escaped from the state prison. He was armed with a knife and was heading south on foot. His left hand was missing in its place. He wore a hook. "Let's roll up the windows and lock the doors," said Sarah. "That's a good idea," said Donald. "That prison isn't too far away," said Sarah. "Maybe we really should go home." "But it's only 10 o'clock," said Donald. "I don't care. What time is it?" she said. "I want to go home." "Look, Sarah," said Donald. "He's not going to climb all the way up here. Why would he do that? Even if he did, all those doors are locked. How would he get in?" "Donald, he could take that hook and break through a window and open a door," she said. "I'm scared. I want to go home." Donald was annoyed. "Girls always are afraid of something," he said. As he started the car, Sarah thought she heard someone or something scratching at her door. "Did you hear that?" she said as they roared away. "It sounded like someone was trying to get in." "Oh, sure," said Donald. Soon they got to her house. "Would you like to come in and have some cocoa?" she asked. "No," he said. "I've got to go home." He went around to the other side of the car to let her out. Hanging on the door was a hook.
This is Eliza, and I'm reading The White Satin Evening Gown. A young man invited a young woman to a formal dance, but she was very poor and she could not afford to buy the evening gown she needed for such an occasion. "Maybe you can rent a dress," her mother said. So she went to a pawn shop not far from where she lived. There she found a white satin evening gown in her size. She looked lovely in it, and she was able to rent it for very little. When she arrived at the dance with her friend, she was so attractive everyone wanted to meet her. She danced again and again and was having a wonderful time. But then she began to feel dizzy and faint, and she asked her friend to take her home. "I think I have danced too much," she told him. When she got home, she lay down on her bed. The next morning, her mother found that her daughter had died. The doctor did not understand what had caused her death, so he had the coroner perform an autopsy. The coroner found that she had been poisoned by embalming fluid. It had stopped her blood from flowing. There were traces of the fluid on her dress. He decided it had entered her skin while she perspired while she was dancing. The pawnbroker said he bought the dress from an undertaker's helper. It had been used in a funeral for another young woman, and the helper had stolen it just before she was buried.
You've been listening to The Graveyard Shift, and I'm your host, Renfield Wilson. Tune in next time for more frightening tales to rattle your bones, right here on WMTN, the scary voice of the mountain.
This show has been generously underwritten by Friends of the Community Action Committee. The CAC is an ecumenical outreach group devoted to assistance of persons in crisis, services related to basic human needs, and is committed to identifying ways to break the cycle of poverty in our community. For more information, contact them at www.stmarkandstpaul.com.